Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got a insane one for you this week. I hope you like the sound of jingling bells.
Just to let you know, there are lightly jingling bells for the entire episode. Because?
I thought it would be funny.
JK is here from Dracula Season 5.
And they are funny.
And?
A faggot.
Bitch.
See you later. Enjoy the episode.
Mom!
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva.
Our number is 213.
What?
536. 91. Ooh. 80. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. How you slaps you, stupid little fucks you, nasty little fucks you, dirty little fucks. Sorry, that's how he's talking to Big Derper Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Berg Derper.
Are you a bat?
I'm a bat lady.
But why do you have horns?
Because I'm a bat devil lady. The devil has horns, and so do bats sometimes. A horned bat.
Now, did you see the little...
Faggot.
Now we've got a problem. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Lil Nas X new video where he's Jesus?
Yes.
And then he goes down into the underworld just for a moment and then come back up?
Yes.
That part didn't make sense to me. He should have entered the video by sliding up the pole.
I thought the exact same. I thought it was supposed to be like in reference to.
Now, if you looked at the final credits, it was directed and conceived by Lil Nas X. So sometimes you got to step just away from your own art to make it make sense.
Oh, that's true.
But come on the pod, Montero. We'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Anally.
All right.
I'm dressed like this because this week, our guest is from season 5 of Dracula.
Really?
They are a monster stirring up a whole lot of drama.
Okay.
If they're off of Twitter for 5 minutes, people begin to worry. Please welcome JK! Clickety click click click.
Sorry, I was tweeting. What's up?
Hello, welcome to the show!
No, it's so sickening to be here. No, I feel like, you remember...
The
Jasmine.
Fucking jingle bells. We have to address it now for those who are just listening. JK's hair is incredible. It's like a jester hat, but it's hair, and it has jingle bells on the end.
Baby, when I said I'm the most annoying person in the world, I commit.
And I said that too.
I commit. No.
You're like, and I've been. Oh, I wanted to show you for everyone watching. Today I'm wearing a tank top that Meatball bought me for Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy Chrysler.
Christmas.
Merry Chrysler. It says big fella.
It's a big fella.
We stumbled upon that on Etsy and it made me laugh so hard, but it's very poorly made.
Well, why does big fella tickle you so much?
Just well, big, no, fella. Big fella.
Just a fella.
Just big fella.
Come on, big fella.
I'm just wearing a bra.
Well, so you're what my shirt says big fella, but you're just giving.
I'm giving big fella. Yeah. I'm like, you know, there's something about walking around this office like half naked that I just love.
Oh, I love walking around half naked.
Well, I know. I've seen the alt.
We get stairs.
We do get stairs. Someone on the street just spat and was like, fuck it, faggots.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of drag happening in the parking lot moments ago, and the passerby was not amused.
He hated it.
But that's always crazy. I think it's because I'm not trying to look like a lady. I don't get a lot of that because they are scared of anyone that they think might be trans. But they see me and they're like, hey, you got a sickening set of ears on you. I'm like, oh.
Not them saying
sickening ears.
I thought you were literally going to say they're like, hey, you got a cigarette I could bum on?
No, they got that too. They do that too. All my cigarettes go to the homeless, and I just like to say you're welcome.
Do you travel in... Well, how's your L.A. trip going?
We never addressed the jingle bells. You didn't want to style another wig, so you wore the jingle bells to the auditory show.
No, it was not a matter of styling the wig. It was a matter of cleaning the lace.
Cleaning the
and
lace.
And I did not want to clean the lace because I am lazy, and I don't know how to clean lace. So I just kind of let it get gunky and over
time. And then
time.
You get a new wig.
And then I'll just get a new wig.
I used to do that. I used to wear them until they were gunked up. Now I've learned that if you clean it after every everywhere, you don't, it's not as hard to clean.
Never be me.
But it's just like a little spray of alcohol and a little rub with a toothbrush, and then you get all the gunk off and it's done.
That sounds cute and fun. My shit stains, and the problem is I don't do the same skin color every time. So when I, even when I scrub it, I'm like, that's still
it's
red.
It's going to stain
the lace. I have
yeah.
to wear that just with a red look, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, which you've been wearing a lot of red looks recently.
No, because I'm lazy. Because I'm lazy.
I don't buy it. I don't look at your makeup. Look at your outfit. Like,
your outfit
doesn't look
cunt.
Lazy. You made that?
Well, no, I really have something to... Oh, no.
A little hot mustache twink made it.
A hot mustache twink made it. Shout out to Spencer.
Shout out.
Meatball specifically would like to shout you out.
You are drooling.
What do you mean?
Again, he is a twink with a mustache. Of course he is.
Yep.
You said shout out.
And then you said that their partner made the wig, which is...
Their partner made the wig.
Stunty cunty.
A wig by nothing. And let me tell you, I'd be abusing the fuck out of a wig by nothing.
Wait, is that really their name?
That's their name. That's their name.
Wig by nothing.
Okay, that is the serpent eating its own tail. Like, wig by nothing. Because so many people say wig by so-and-so, the fact that you've decided that when you're passing out wigs, the credit is wig by nothing.
No, I remember she came to drop off a wig once. And I was living with two people that were not in the drag scene. Not in the drag scene at all. They kind of haphazardly, begrudgingly came to my show sometimes because we were friends. But want nothing to do with it. And she showed up one day, knocked on the door. My roommate, Alex, just answers it and says, you're here for aren't you?
You might as well have just said faggot.
And they were like, yeah, hi, I'm nothing. And he just looks at her and just says, I'm not calling you that. He's upstairs.
Now, hold on, because there are chosen names, and you need to respect people's
respect
names.
A chosen name.
Yeah.
I truly think he thought... Dipper. Oh!
We're going to bleep him.
Now, we're talking about, you're here because, what, you've got gigs in L.A., but you live in Brooklyn.
I live in Brooklyn, have gigs in L.A. Since we did not have a premiere, we got a bunch of the girlies together from season 5, and we were like, we're going to go to L.A., we're going to have fun. And let me tell you, bitch, we got drunk. It was, Fantasia loves the word, shots. And how are you going to say no to Fantasia?
Favorite word?
How are you going to say no to Fantasia?
So where all have you been? What clubs have you visited since you've been here?
I
saw you at Precinct the other night.
Precinct.
I was twisted.
It was a 72 hours.
I don't remember my Uber ride home that
Wait.
Night.
I saw you at Precinct?
On Tuesday, I believe. No, Sunday? Not Friday. It was day I got back was Sunday. It was Sunday night.
Oh, sure.
We saw Onyx on Dix perform. We talked.
Damn.
I saw.
Damn.
So, I'm so sorry.
Ooh, I'm so sorry.
Shots? I saw Onyx on Dix perform at Showgirls in West Hollywood, and she took a long, what looked like shoestring piece of licorice, but I think was it wire?
It's a little rubber wire. She did it when she came to Brooklyn, and I was like, it can't be that hard. Let me try. And I did it, too. So I'm like, you're not special.
You really came here to drag.
Yeah, you came here to drag these divas. No, okay, so you've been out. You did Bitchin'. How was that?
I did Bitchin'. Was sickening. It was sickening. It was so much fun. I love Bitch because we have met so many times, and every single time she looks me in the eyes like, it's so good to meet you. I'm like, you're so right. Come here, bring it in.
Well, at least you agree with it, because I hate when someone responds with, we've met so many times.
I'm like, no, I'll just push it along. I'll push it along. Yeah. Because I'm like, me saying that's not going to make you remember. It's just going to make everyone uncomfortable for a split second. So I'm like, I'll play along. Also, I just have so much respect for her. I'm like, I don't care. You can not know me from a crack in the wall. And I'm okay. I'm just happy to be here. Crack?
I love crack in the walls. Now, what was this drag brunch that you did?
Unpack that joke. That didn't make any sense.
I like to do crack, but in behind walls.
So crack you gotta get in the walls?
In the wall. You know, like what do they call that? Frogging?
Your whore era.
What?
When you sneak into someone's house and then you live in their walls or their attic.
How could you live in the wall?
Big walls.
Just big walls.
There's space in a wall?
Yeah, there's space in the walls. It's where cats get lost.
No, there are days I go down deep, dark holes of, like, creepypasta shit and, like, real-life stories and, like, 911 calls. Creepypasta. And I found one where it was just, like, videos of the security camera, and they found out that there was a homeless person living in, like, the little nook above their entranceway, and they would just come down and steal their food from the fridge and then scurry right back up there and fall asleep. And they didn't know for months. And now I have an irrational fear.
I've seen one of someone
fear.
Literally coming out of someone's attic. Someone lived in someone's garage, like in the rafters of the garage. Probably did a lot of crack.
No, what kind of quality of life? You have to stay quiet the whole time.
It's a roof over your head?
No, what drag runs did you do, and did you have a good time?
I did Idol Hour, Bottomless Drag Runs with Lauren Banal. One thing about me, I love a brunch. Mm-hmm. As I've always said.
What's your brunch dish?
Oh, Eggs Benedict, but I've had some shitty ones. But it needs, no, I love a hollandaise.
Only good if it's like fresh and hot. But sometimes at the brunches, those eggs have been sitting in hot water, but they've been poached for like hours.
I like it a little more. It's like,
oh,
it's
like it rubbery.
It's like, oh yeah. I'm a big texture girl, but you know how most people like good texture? I like a bad. Like, I like that shit chewy. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
You're disgusting.
I know! No, I like my egg a little chewy, but like with the runny egg in the middle. And then I like to let the runny egg get dry so it gets like a little solid. And then
congealed.
I eat it. Congealed. Yeah, congealed. Is that gross?
Yeah, that's gross. That's gross. That's when most people are like, it's starting to taste like
egg. What
do
you eat for brunch?
Usually, if they have like a breakfast burrito, I'm going for that. I like a scrambled egg and I like crispy bacon. I'm a texture person, but I love crispy.
I will always eat a breakfast sandwich.
I don't know why. I feel like,
but not with a runny egg, huh?
I don't mind it, but I'm like, the whole point of the sandwich is to like hold it in your hands and eat it. So with the runny egg, you like, gets all over.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri loves that shit. Give Guy Fieri a runny egg. I swear to God, he comes every single time. Every single time.
How many times have you watched Guy Fieri?
I have
watched. Fieri come.
So,
I want bells.
They're in. These bells are like internally ringing in my head.
Are they?
Can you hear the bells?
My heart is beating.
Let's ask you some questions.
I might give you an answer. Bless you.
Thank you. What is your gender in drag?
Girl!
Oh, what do we call you?
Girl, everyone is curious.
I've been saying he, him, or they, them.
That's fine. No, I put they, them because I was like, I really don't give a fuck.
Yes.
But then I realized people think they, them is like a hard and fast rule with me. And then everyone gets mad. They're like, they're misgendering JK online. I'm like, no. I simply don't care. Mm. I think gender is fucking stupid. And I think what's been fun to have a bigger platform is that I look at what I do in drag as something that is like not inherently feminine, not inherently masculine most of the time. And it's so funny to me how people respond to it. Every time I see him, like, no, she was my favorite queen this season. She was sickening. I was like, sorry. You look at this and you see a lady. You see what? Did you see the rat video?
Yes. eating spaghetti off of the floor of the subway. And not like just the spaghetti in the top of the pile.
No, I know.
Turning it over to make sure you really got that in there. Good floor subway. Did you get any illness or catch a worm or?
No, we were on the train to the club. I got off that train and I went to the bar.
Oh, and you were like, I'm going to kill it with alcohol.
Spaghetti on my breath. Just ready to go.
Spaghetti
still staying.
Spaghetti on my breath.
But with that video, the caption, whoever like voiced over was like, there is something wrong with this lady. And that's how I knew that wig was laid. And that's how I knew. You couldn't tell me shit. The lace unclockable. They were like, this lady. I'm like,
I gotta say, the Brooklyn Divas really do know how to lay a human hair unit like no other.
Oh, it's sweeping the nation.
yes, sweeping the nation.
As this is glued to my forehead.
I never thought I would get into human units. I didn't talk shit. I talk shit about the girls. I just like, here's a human unit. I'm going to whip it around and that's going to be the number. But then I got one.
And it changed.
And now I travel and I like, well, I don't want to really try that hard. I'm going to put this human on and just whip it around.
I do believe it makes traveling much easier because when I used to travel with like the structured fucking hard helmet hair, it would always get crushed and ruined by the time I got to the gig. So it was just like, what is the point?
That's human, what you have there?
No, this is synthetic.
Uh-oh.
That's an IKEA rug.
This is, yeah. I'm Mary Cherry.
You're like,
remember when she used to wear the IKEA rug
dress? Yes.
This is dog.
I need you to know one thing. I know everything about Mary Cherry. Mary Cherry is bar none, one of my favorite drag queens in the entire world.
Do you know everything about her journey to enlightenment?
She is on a level up.
Upgrade in effect. That upgrade is in effect. She was taking ice baths. And the way... Oh, I shouldn't say this. I'm going to.
No.
And the way she came back and the first thing I heard was like, Mary's back. She was starting fights at the bar. I'm like, so that enlightenment journey was...
Stop!
Was quick. Was quick.
We tell this story every time.
The last time I was...
Sorry.
So you go.
You go.
Okay, go.
Okay, the last time I was in Brooklyn, I ran into her in the club. And I heard her before I saw her. I was sitting outside at Macri Park. I was like in the back. And I heard her and I was like, uh-oh. And I was like, she's fighting. And I walked in and she was just like holding court for a room full of people. For no reason. Like, it wasn't booking.
I think people think she's starting a fight.
Yeah.
She's just an enthusiastic speaker.
But someone else heard her first and then I walked outside and they went, oh, hey, Mary, to me. And I went, oh!
We talk about Mary all the time on this show. She's called She's been in person. My favorite story about Mary is that before we were at this studio, before we were even doing video, she showed up to the pod in full drag to do the podcast. And it was early. It was like it was 10 or 11 in the morning. Well, I know there's going to be a photo.
Full drag for a photo. And like
a cell phone photo where we sit on the couch.
And we were seated and she was in fucking big old heels, a bright red dress, and I was like, you wasted your entire
great.
She looked really good though. But she wasted her entire morning for one photo.
But that's what's so crazy. Entire morning, full drag, in heels, to sit on a couch. But meanwhile, she'll do a gig in Brooklyn down the street from where she lives. Not an ounce of drag, and still be like, okay, I'm gonna get a number. I'm going to do a number. I'm going to give shows. And then Saturday night, bar of people just wanting to hear Ariana Grande and vibe and go suck a dick in the bathroom. And she will, with her whole chest, just put on Strange Fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Mary, not the vibe!
Okay, one time we were at doing an event at the rooftop of the Standard Hotel here, and PJ performed And I Am Telling You, and Mary Cherry was watching it and said, I could do that. And so at the end of PJ's number, Mary goes, start it up again, did the exact same number.
Incredible.
Right.
That's
after
incredible.
PJ did it. And I was like, this is insane. Okay.
This is what I want to see.
But, okay. Did Mary Cherry inspire you to do drag, or like who in Brooklyn was like a big inspiration for you when you first started?
It was mostly my like pure unadulterated narcissism.
Well, I don't want to say drag queen.
Doing all this. I just do drag.
Drag monster.
A drag performer.
Yaboo.
Yaboo.
Yaboo. No, my whole thing is, like, I started out as a photographer, and then like, that's how I dabbled into the nightlife space. That's how I made all my friends, because drag queens always are like, where can I see these pictures? I'm like, follow me on Instagram, and then do you want to hang out? Let's go bowling.
Yeah.
That's how I made all of my friends. And then as I was seeing more drag, I was like, I don't like it. I can do it better. And then slowly but surely, I started doing it worse. And then along that journey, somewhere along the way, I was like, you know what? I can find a brand out of being bad at this. I can make a brand out of being a little bit bad at things, but looking sickening doing it. And here we are now.
Here we are now. One of Dragula's faves, I'd say. I think you might go down as one of the top fave queens.
And I always knew that was going to happen.
I knew that too, because when I ran into you in Brooklyn, you were like, girl, get ready. And I was like, oh no.
Had they filmed already?
Had you filmed?
I
don't remember. You weren't supposed to.
Left and right.
But also, it's one of those things where it's like, I already knew everyone who was on it. Yeah. Like, because people in production can't keep their mouth shut to anybody.
Oh, thank God. Then I don't feel bad.
Let's take a break.
And those girls, when they want to complain about a certain couple of people in charge of that show, they come straight over to me. And I'm like, what am I to do with this information?
I didn't break my NDA. Let that be known.
Yes, you did not. Everyone around you did. Okay. This episode is brought to you by Helix.
That's right, baby. We love Helix mattresses. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
And how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Just take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I took the quiz and I was matched with the big and tall sleeper. It got delivered in a box. We unwrapped the box and threw it on the bed, and it's sort of like you give it a little time to settle, and I love sleeping on my mattress. It is something I look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've both been traveling so much lately, and for me, I just love coming home to sleep on my Helix mattress. Nothing is as comfortable.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night sleep trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/sloppy and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HelixSleep.com/sloppy and use code HelixPartner20.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. And we're back!
So speaking of Dragula.
Oh no.
Why did you audition?
Well, one, I've been such a fan of Dragula since season one. There was like this hefty black girl that was just puss and a little stupid that really sent me over the top.
Oh, it must be Mary Cherry.
And Foxy Ajaway really inspired
me. Shut the fuck up!
Faggot. Faggot.
No, I always loved Dragula. Dragula really opened my eyes to what drag could be, because I knew at my core, I'm like, I don't want to be I'm not going to be a pretty girl. I'm not a dancer. I'm not the funniest bitch in the room.
You're a good faller, though. I saw you.
I know.
Fall
I
that
fall boots. I have rubber bones, and I'm always a little drunk, so everything is
rubber
just
bones. Well, were you like into spooky shit?
I am into spooky shit. I think. Well, one, I think we need to let go of Dragula being like, "Oh, it's the spooky one." I'm like, it's just the alternative one. It's anything that's not
girl.
It's a little spooky.
There are 4 tenets, and one of them is...
Well, it's not, but there's but the other 3 tenets.
The other glamour. Is glamour.
Right.
Filth.
I got that one covered.
Camp.
Camp?
Camp?
Camp's not in it. Oh.
Camp Wanna Boo Boo?
Camp Wanna Boo Boo. Oh, that's another competition show you could do.
Horror.
I would do it all.
Glamour.
Filth.
There's 3 tenets.
There's something 3 tenets, about... but the other one is just drag. Drag, drag, drag.
Dragula. Dragula.
Dragula.
She's a killer.
I'm into spooky shit, but like not a lot. I'm kind of a giant fucking pussy. Mm. Like I have to, if I'm watching a horror movie because I want to see the horror movie, I'm talking like lights on, windows up. It's 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. I'm on my phone half the time and I kind of just glance at it every now and then to know what's happening because I don't like being scared.
I like a 10 a.m. Yeah, on a Sunday
I like
an
early morning horror film. If I'm going to see it in theaters, I'm seeing it in the daytime.
No.
And I'm sleeping with the lights on.
No, I also love being a little pillow princess, and I'm so good boy coded when I'm with a man. So I'm like, he was like, do you want to watch a horror movie? Yes.
The way that I
can't keep up.
Bitch, I will play up the like, oh, I'm so scared. Oh,
I'll feel safer if it's in your mouth.
Oh, let me get in that pit a little bit. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, where did you, and that's what your drag name comes from, because you're just kidding that you're into horror? Because you're a poser.
I have a little bit.
No, but you didn't say JK. Though.
In the interviews, they ask us, like, what's your favorite horror movie? And me fried off like 6 Red Bulls in a dream was just like, oh, Gremlins. Gremlins.
That is a horror film.
That's a horror
comedy
movie.
Too.
And then I sat there and I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? That actually makes sense for me. And it did scare the shit out of me as a kid.
Leprechaun?
Oh, Leprechaun.
Leprechaun's
boots.
A comedy, I thought. Or maybe they started to turn into comedies.
I saw
like,
Chucky
well, I think the
when
meme,
I was a kid.
Chucky is scary.
I
scarred me.
I rewatched Child's Play. I'm like, this ruined my childhood. And I rewatched it. I'm like, they're just playing around with the doll.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Nightmare on Elm Street really got me because I don't like nightmares. And I don't like entering my dream.
I don't like nightmares. Don't like Has that happened to you often?
I don't like my own
what,
thoughts.
Nightmares?
No, not people entering your dreams.
I think in a way, yes. I think if I overthink stuff too much, I can like wake up in the middle of the night like thinking about bad stuff, and then it incepts into my dreams.
Not incepts.
Come on, Inception. Leonardo DiCaprio. Would you suck?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm too old. I'm 28. I'm way past the
cutoff. Oh, yeah, he stops at 25.
Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, would you suck?
Oh, no. No.
I can't imagine what I think his dick is.
He got a weird bloated face now, and I just imagine.
Excuse me?
I think his dick is probably chubby.
No, I think his dick is chubby, but I also think it's a weird texture. It's hard to explain. I just think his dick probably has a weird texture about it.
Do you know about those dicks that are just like.
I'm sure I do.
Dry.
Yeah. No. Ashy dick. I don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. It's not hard.
People send you photos of their ashy dick, and you're like, ma'am, sir, lotion.
I know. Like,
put something on it. I'm like,
spit on it.
No.
It feels, fuck it. Even if you're not jerking off, lube that shit up, and it feels nicer to walk around the day with a wet dick. The more you know.
Oh.
About
okay.
you, apparently.
I get wet dick.
No. Just the audacity
you're
of some
disgusting.
People on Grindr, on Sniffies, on any of the apps. That are like, oh, look, you want to come suck it? And they send a dick pic. And I'm like, this is awful. This is a terrible picture. Bad lighting, bad angle. It's ashy. And I'm just like, why did you sit down, take this picture, and then think, yes, that's the one that's going to get this sucked.
Yes,
that's
but I think it's because the one. A lot of times people aren't willing to like take multiple and change the angle or maybe try to set the camera up on a timer. They're just trying to get it done.
Well, listen to me, horse. What you need to do. Is you take a video. You get every angle that you possibly can. You go up, you go up, you spread a little bit, you lift it, you get hard, you jack it a little bit. And then, if it's a good enough video with good enough lighting, you can just screenshot. And then you are set for like 6 or 7 photos in one sitting.
Now that is
and
smart.
That is the tea on that. That's genius.
Oh no, it's all I ever do. Oh, also, I Facetune a lot, but just enough so that you never really, if you saw it in person, you wouldn't know the difference.
Photos?
I like to smooth.
What's bumpy?
What's bumpy down there?
What
needs smoothing?
Every penis is built different.
Well, she didn't know we had a phone number, but she did know
she
that
does
we like
know
Wicked.
That.
No, I saw the Wicked. I was in the crowd. I could hear you the other way during the Wicked show. In Brooklyn,
I could hear you
screaming on the other side of the room.
Yeah, I was really living that night.
Charlene was on the stage, but you were giving shows.
I think, well, yeah. There is that video that someone who was, my friend Cheyenne was standing in front of me, was just like recording me like, it was so good. That's one thing I will say about Brooklyn is that you guys are very inventive with your drag. I think here in LA, not to talk shit about LA.
Get ready.
But I think that a lot of the shows are just kind of similar formatted shows. And at least in Brooklyn, even if the show is not standard, but a drag show emphasis, the host is always doing something different with the show. Mm-hmm. So there's like a new reason to go.
Well, I think like, look, we're never going to get rid of the Night of 1000 XYZs. We're always going to have like the Beyonce
those are
night.
Probably pretty interesting now.
Oh, because
they are
ready to start to
I'm
going to
start
fat
theming
sluts.
Fat sluts. Because I mean,
oh, yeah.
But like
can
after fun stuff like Gremlins.
Or Tyra in a fat suit. That's the whole theme.
Tyrant and Fatsuit.
No.
Everyone's number
Everyone has to be a Fatsuit.
And they have to share the same one.
Or, yeah, if it's just Fatsuit, it's like Fat Bass.
Fat Bass. Fat Fat Suit.
Oh, no, get Thorgy.
Thorgy!
Thorgy and her prosthetic.
Oh, my God. I just spat everywhere.
I know it's bad. I know we don't joke about that.
Don't joke about that.
Thorgy in that large, that rotund woman prosthetic kind of changed my life.
The chin and the cheeks were so good.
Well, did you hear her story about that? Like, she just decided to do that because she wanted to be, like, kooky and fun. But they all the girls had to line up and meet in a certain location. And Thorgy showed up, and none of them recognized her. And it took them all the way to, like, the end of the night. And Derek Barry finally was like, who is that lady that's this following lady? Us around?
And they were like, it's Thorgy. She loves mustard.
I love mustard. Then later she was like, I don't even like gummy bears.
Who? Yes, I don't.
She hates mustard. Who in the cast of this season of Dragula are you closest with right now?
Onyx on Dicks Down Boots.
She is another level of comedy.
Well, I'm also always the first person to say, like, yeah, no, it should have been me. It should have been me.
Oh, Onyx should have home.
Yeah, Onyx should have stuck around. I'm like, my God, the nonsense she can do, the shit that she can make. When she's just like stoned in her home, she's like, I just put something together. And it's like an Elizabethan Victorian headdress. Wow. I'm like, no, you just put something together.
But sometimes that stuff doesn't really come across on, like, during filming and things.
That's what's devastating to me. Onyx is so funny. She has such a specific cadence to her voice that I just can't even replicate. It's just, well, here we are another day at the Boulay Brothers Dragula. And I guess I'm doing okay. I don't know who I am.
That's very good.
I think it's so interesting in the, like, world. You want to press the button?
Faggot.
I just see it.
I think it's so interesting in the world of reality TV, a storyline is sort of placed onto you, right? So, like, Onyx's storyline is, you don't know who you are.
You don't know who you are.
She's which like, is, like, so wild.
She still has crises over this. I'm like, I think I'm figuring it out.
And it's like, girl,
you know exactly who you are.
They could have said your storyline is like you only feel comfortable in clear platform shoes, and you need to like open up your, you know, expand your horizons. Like, you're just going off of what was told to
you.
I just find that interesting that, you know, 7 years later after being on reality TV, someone can say to LaGanja, kind of dry.
Like,
and it's like, that's your thing.
That's your thing.
So what's your thing?
Girl, I don't know. What is your thing? Besides being annoying.
Kind of being hated.
Rude.
That's true. I said that the minute I found out that they were cast. I was like, JK true. Is the most annoying person ever.
The reason I said that, are you
responsible for the storyline?
No, it's Zavaleta.
Zavaleta.
It's Zavaleta. And to this day, I have to credit her with the reason I got on the show, because apparently the Boulay saw a live of hers. And she was just, for some reason, like, talking about me. She was like, oh, my God, JK's here. Bitch, you are the most annoying person in Brooklyn. And they saw that, and they were like, well, we noticed that there's a tape that also has this name attached to it. Let's just nudge that on up. Let's just put that on up there. And they told me that was why. And I was like, well, if you want it, I'll be it. And I don't know. I went into this knowing I love reality TV. Big Brother Survivor, The Challenge, Baddies East. I love everything
to do
with reality.
What was the last one you said?
Baddies East. Baby, get into Baddies Zeus Network.
East.
Get into Zeus East. Network. Natalie Nunn is running that shit like the Navy. She's crazy. No, I love her, but I hate her.
That's kind of the deal.
But it's sickening. No, I walked into this knowing, I'm like, this is a reality competition program. If I know what they wanted from me when they cast me in the first place, I'll play it up every single time. Mm. I'm not going to, like, fake and, like, do shit that doesn't feel authentic. But I'm like, I am just going to embellish all the things that you already know about me.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone asked me, like, oh, do you like her makeup? Usually I'd be like, oh, my God, yes. Because I have to see them. There's niceties we have to do. Right. On a reality show, of course I'm going to be like, well, no, it's actually a little bit rotted. You don't blend really well, and it looks like you contoured with Sharpie.
Ooh!
And I'm like, no, but I'm going to say it.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, because I like to engage.
Okay. Well, that, no, T, that, like, kind of answers a lot of questions, because there was a little part of me that the whole time was going, like, God, why? Like, why can't JK just like chill out? Like, why are they always pushing to get into fights or to say something?
Because maybe there was a camera.
And it's interesting. And it's like, look how far you lasted because you did get exterminated right away.
Well, yes.
And then they brought you back.
But I do think that that's like a huge part of being on that show, because I knew that like for me when I was on it, even though it was not the same situation at all as it is now, it's like production wise or anything. Yeah. I was like, once that camera is rolling or I know it's in the room, I'm amping it up. I'm getting goofy. I'm being wild. I'm going to make fun of the people around me. And it's like, it's because we're on a show.
Yeah.
But some people are so genuine as people that they can't let that go. And right. so they like still hold grudges. Yeah. So speaking about holding grudges.
Well,
I am still mad at you.
Oh,
you know what you did.
Let's take a break and then we'll get into the grudge master.
Okay. And we're back. The soundscape of this episode is going to be so loud. It's just going to be jingle bells.
I think that I'm like a little bit
I'm
going
trying
insane
not to move
from the bells while we're talking.
Okay. So why don't we talk about people holding grudges and the filming of the Last Supper reunion. It felt.
I said I felt.
I said I felt. I felt. It felt very tense, but it felt like there wasn't a lot of like explosive arguments.
Well, yes.
Was there more that wasn't aired where people were a little bit harsher on each other? Or
well,
was
no.
like that? Huh. So it was just tense.
Yeah. It was just tense.
Yeah, it really but did also, feel tense. And then we were all just like, well, did anything get resolved? Or did anyone really
no, it just felt like it kind of just ended. And then everyone like went home and was still weird with each other.
Well, that's what the weird thing is that we're not weird with each other now. Like, truly.
Yeah, well, time has passed.
Yes. But, one, we were drunk boots. Drunk.
Oh.
All of us.
Shots?
All of the shots. Sorry. Shots. All of us that drink, we were going in because we were like, this is the last shit we got to do. Let's get it. Let's get it together. Let's have fun. We're all together.
Right.
Let's have a good time. And then when we got there, it was something that. You on Reddit better just get over it real quick. That drove me crazy about the whole cast, with the exception of some people. I'm like, y'all don't want to ruffle feathers. You do not want to actually just tell somebody, I didn't like this, I didn't like this, I didn't like this. And like, that is not a front to that person, their drag, or their artistry.
Yeah.
That is you on a TV show at a reunion discussing it.
Right.
And like, I don't think they're fake. I think there was a lot of withholding.
Mm.
And I think I become an easy target because I don't withhold shit.
No.
I'm not going to withhold a damn thing. I'm going to tell you exactly to your face what I think and not do it in a confessional because, man, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, who cares?
Like what do I have to lose?
Well, so what? Who cares?
Now, Cynthia's
it's going to come out. You're going to watch it. It's going to be over.
Those early days, me and Cynthia actually hated each other's guts.
Really?
But now she is one of my favorite people on the show. I'm like, people grow. You can figure shit out.
Because she knows what a sphere is now.
What a sphere. No, she doesn't. Okay. I don't think she does.
That moment was
she crazy. Also doesn't know where Argentina is.
Oh, God.
If I have to hear hummus one more fucking time.
What's her deal with hummus?
Well, sure, I'm going to pay hummus to the fungus.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think she ever got to properly explain that.
Well,
she forgot the word homage.
Homage.
She forgot the word, I'm going to pay homage to the fungus. She was like, it kind of sounds like hummus. And hummus rhymes with fungus. And mind you, she makes music. She is a
exactly
producer and a
to
rhymer.
To slant rhyme.
Hummus and fungus.
And I'm like, you make music. You write songs. You write raps. Her music is sickening. You thought hummus and fungus.
In a song, there would be a great
that
rhyme.
That would be, yeah. People would like
in
that.
In a song, there all would right be a great rhyme.
Drop hummus. Drop hummus the track. Actually, no, put me on Hummus the track. Cynthia, I know you're watching.
Yeah.
Girl, that second verse rap breakdown.
Honey, Miss Mushroom.
Now,
you on a Miss Mushroom right now?
I feel like, not to give notes, but I feel like there should be a talent show portion.
I would love
on
to see
on the show. Because I think it would let everyone kind of get to know each person as a performer more.
Yes.
Right.
We would have gotten to see...
Who Onyx is.
who Onyx is. We Onyx would have seen Jarvis do some stand-up because I've seen Jarvis's stand-up and it's very good. So we could have like gotten to know the characters a little bit more.
100%.
What would your talent have been?
Oh,
falling?
I've thought about kind of. Because I've thought about this because obviously there's other shows that have a talent show every time. And I'm like, now what would I do? Because I've already said, I'm not the best dancer. I'm not the funniest bitch in a room. But I do know how to fuck up and keep going. So it would be like the play that goes wrong, but the drag number.
Oh, yes!
It would
I love
be like,
that.
I would like, my gown would be snagged in the back. And like the entire time of me walking out is just going to be like.
Oh, I love that.
And then it would fall off. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay, it was a reveal. Like everything falls off and just have to be rigged in a way that looks so accidental, but so puss at the same time. No, I think it would. I think it would. Because I think a lot of my appeal is the fact that I'm not great, but I am so fun. And I just keep going despite it all.
You think that you're not great because, like, in my mind, like, I don't know, you're one of the Brooklyn, maybe it's because I just, like, follow really annoying people.
Well, yes.
But you're one of the Brooklyn divas that I, like, think about when I'm like, oh, these are my favorite Brooklyn girls. Like, if I ever did a Fat Slut, these are the ones I would pick, and you're in that group.
Well, yeah. Well, you were always kind of a blueprint for me, not in, like, vibe and aesthetic, but in just over... just an overall demeanor.
Bag it.
an overall demeanor, because, like, you and Essa Noche back in Brooklyn, you are two people I look at, and I'm like, there is no one in this world that is having more fun with drag and with life than the two of you. There's no pretense. You're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And it makes other people want to have a good time with you. And I want my shit to be like that. I'm like, did I fall off the stage? Was I devastated? Yes. Did you post it and had people just giggling, tee-hee-ha-ha-ing? I'm like, you know what? That's sickening. I'll take that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that is such a good attitude to sort of like, you really have sort of a like, I'm going to give you what I'm going to give you, and you take me for what I am.
And I'm getting paid for it, and you're going to like it.
Right. And I think other people are really focused on, like, what can I give that will, you know, make everyone fall in love with me? Mm. How will I be received? Rather than focus on what they actually want to be doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that is, like, a really, you know, great position to find yourself in, or a great position to be, you know, presenting your work from.
Yeah, no, I just want to. I was so serious when I did the interview. I was like, I just came here to have a good time. And everyone was like, well, they don't want to win. I was like, no, like, I would love to win.
Yes, I mean, that's part of it. But,
I walked in and I saw Neo Rhinestone just to sit on a couch. And I was like, well, I probably won't win. But my God, I'll have a good time.
I got to say, the minute Neo, I think episode 2, I was like, well, that's the winner. Like,
she walked out in couture the first time out of drag. And I'm like,
there was no question.
So how do you feel about her winning?
It's sickening.
Yeah.
You were all together for the crowning episode.
Yeah, we were all together for the finale. Bitch, drunk. Also, that tiny, model-esque, trans-Asian girl can put away some food.
No.
We were at Korean barbecue. And And I'm...
Road to Seoul?
I'm a big... No, I forget what it was called. It was a bunch of words I cannot pronounce.
You went to a fancy place, yeah.
It was all you can eat, please. No.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm not a petite girl. I'm tall.
You're pretty small.
I'm tall. I'm tall, and I'm not like skinny. I eat. I love food. I love to eat. I was having the meat sweats and ready to die. It felt like my Hanes t-shirt was a corset tied too tight. Because we had eaten so much.
Korean barbecue gets you so
full. It gets you
so
full so fast. Like, you think you're not full, and then the next thing you know, it's like they bring out the next tray, and you're
like, girl, give me a second.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, no more food. And then at the end, everyone was like, yeah, no, we're done. And then Neil looks at me, and she tricks me. She is nefarious, because she looked me down the eyes and just said, so what was your favorite? I was like, I liked the brisket. She was like, should we get another round? I was like, girl, no. No, we are done, and where are you putting it?
Where
are you putting it?
She must be one of those girls that just
she's sneaking
it
home for organic.
I think they are no longer talking. What happened? You can't say.
Girl, I don't know. But I also don't know.
But they were just on Shrinkle's Instagram like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, my attitude about Neo and Organic has not changed from the first time they asked me in the Talking Heads. They're like, we're not doing romance storylines. I see Neo and Organic and people comment like, so what actually happened? I'm like, girl, I don't know.
Because
I wasn't paying
attention.
It's not
my business.
It's not my business.
I was there to have fun.
I have two self-indulgent questions for
you. Indulge, baby, okay. Indulge.
Number one is we did pretty haphazard, not so comprehensive reviews of season 5.
I remember
on
well.
This podcast.
You said you know of me.
I know of her.
Were those well received at all?
Probably not.
Oh well.
Did you talk to any of your sisters about those two people? Who
that
don't
is
know what
so self indulgent.
Talking about talking about.
Here's the thing. This is none of my business, and I don't want to know.
Okay, well, plug your ears. They didn't
so.
Like it.
Nope. The whole thing is, like, we all laugh at it. Like, okay. we know what we did well. We know what we did poorly. And, like, we have enough self-awareness, I think,
yeah,
as most of a cast, that, like, nothing can shock us. Also, nothing is going to be nastier than... I shouldn't say this. Nothing is going to be nastier than formaldehyde's initial, like, review of all of our initial looks. I'm like... Oh, you
her?
I know.
You still want to get up in them cheeks?
Well, no, well, yeah.
Well, yeah. But like, I think that we were pretty, I felt like we were pretty nice. Like, I couldn't get into, like, last season we really got into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot put that much energy into it this time.
Fair,
I just can't.
Fair.
I couldn't. It was a better, I will say it was the best season that they've ever
I
done.
Loved
I
the
loved
fucking,
the season. I am not the biggest fan of them, the show and the cast was incredible. Everyone
I love
was
the
Boulets.
I'd love to come back.
Good.
Oh,
you,
yeah,
and
were
you should.
Statement.
Were you gagged when Jarvis got the open invitation? Because that was pretty heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You think? I'm like, he can have the open invitation. I'm coming back to win.
Oh, okay.
If I do. No.
Give it time. I'd say give it a year.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
go back immediately.
Get good.
Oh, no.
Get good.
But my whole thing is, like, I'm never going to withhold opportunities from myself. I think, go to hell. Wait, I'm.
Wait, it took me back. A second to understand what you said, but
wait,
fuck you.
Meatball, hit the button.
Faggot.
Bitch.
Faggot. Yeah, you faggot bitch.
Yeah, you thank faggot you. Bitch.
Thank you. Ooh, queen.
Oh, of course.
queen. No, but I'm never gonna withhold myself an opportunity. Bitch, yeah. I was not ready to go on this season. I was ill prepared, no money, no resources, not a lot of skills when it comes to crafting and like thinking about
no money,
full
no family.
Looks. 16 in the middle of Miami. But I was like, well, they're knocking now, and who's to say if they're gonna knock again?
Right.
I'll open the door,
right,
and I'll do whatever I can.
But yeah, now it seems like you. I mean, I'm looking at you now, and you've leveled up. I mean, even on the show, I didn't think that it was. I didn't think you were that bad.
No, I will never.
Everyone was really dragging you, but I was like, it's just dragged.
No, it was like, oh no, you didn't paint the underside of the cardboard thing that you made that looks so cool.
Yeah,
big deal.
But I guess it's like
you mean that handcrafted foam clay sculpted to my head in a mold headpiece that I spent exactly 6 hours working on. You didn't like that there was a little cardboard? That's what you didn't like?
But I mean, I guess at the grand scheme of things, the devil is in the details.
Well, the devil can suck my dick. I don't care.
You don't need a room? Get it? You're the
devil? Because I'm the devil.
Okay,
oh
this
God.
Is my
so
second.
Dumb. Oop, faggot.
Indulge. Indulge.
Indulge.
Press the button.
Faggot.
Bitch.
I need some clarification on what's going on in Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes,
okay,
yes.
This is a specific question. So you and Dawn from
oh, yes.
Drag Race season 16
does,
are
does
friends.
Does she ever wear a mustache?
Well, let me ask the question. Oh. Y'all, not the question. This is one. Y'all are friends, BFFs.
Besties okay. down.
Then a mandatory meeting.
Batshit.
Is a queen who claims LA but has since moved to Brooklyn. Is this correct?
Let's explain it. I'm not gonna put words in her mouth, but I am right now because she's not here to talk about
it. Well, it's just a yes or no question. Does she live in Brooklyn?
No.
Okay.
But she lives in Harlem.
Okay, so she's in New York.
Not to dox a mandatory meeting, but no, her offices are in Harlem.
Okay.
But she does her business in Brooklyn.
She does her business
so
in Brooklyn.
So now she lives in New York.
New York!
There's another person who I think is your friend who's swirling around who maybe works with Dawn or is like Dawn's other friend or former roommate who's like dating Amanda?
Oh, AJ Jordan!
Okay.
AJ Jordan, one, filmed my entire tape. Two, a sickening photographer, a sickening drag photographer.
Okay.
Does amazing work. And Chaser Boots.
And so she Chaser. And Amanda are dating.
Yes.
AJ and Amanda are dating. You have a little power circle of twinks over there.
No, do
New
you
want
to know what's Cuckoo Bananas? AJ Jordan will go down in history as Brooklyn's greatest documentarian because not only does he take sickening photos of us and go to all the shows and it's just a delight to be around, he also keeps a little map, like a full Charlie Day, like conspiracy theory map of.
It goes all the way to the top.
All the way to the bottom. It initially started when we were doing Bitch Fest, that competition.
Oh, yes.
Like, and it became the Bitch Cest map of like who has hooked up with who, who has made out with who.
And I did that. We had that in high school.
Oh, yes. But now the map has just expanded to be like, you know what? Who in Brooklyn's fucking?
And Miss AJ is at the center.
And AJ is at the center. Well, not really. AJ don't be fucking like that. He be dating. The initial list, I was the winner.
Spread that love around.
I had the most nets out. Well, because I think kissing is like a handshake. And like AJ included making out and hand stuff. I know.
Faggot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for getting getting to the bottom of that for me. Because I was trying to put two and two together on TikTok from the young ones.
Yeah, well, yes, Jesus.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back with our last segment.
Bye. And we're back.
Hi. Do you know the musical Newsies?
No. Well, that made me lightheaded.
I want to hear you sing a little song. What's your? You got 16 bars or something?
I'm not doing that.
Come on, musical theater.
But okay, welcome to our next segment.
Fuck talk.
And you just said that you think making out is a handshake.
Basically,
how often are you making out in public at the bars with people now that you are a celebrity?
Me and Onyx on Dix and Satana all made out yesterday. Every opportunity
What's
I get.
What's the breath like?
Oh, well, me and Onyx are crazy because we'd be smoking ciggies down. Ooh. But but when you swirl it around, you don't really notice
it all
evens
out.
Well,
you know what
you're
going to notice is that I have a bowl of mints at Fat Slut.
I don't need that.
I want to smell like hot dog jello. Mm. I kind of look like I would smell
yeah.
like hot dog jello.
They might be competing.
Might. I'm competing. Oh, I'm competing.
I'll bring an extra mold.
Bitch, please. Put some nasty
gonna
shit in it.
It's going to be gross as hell.
I got an
pig's
iron.
Pig's feet.
I got an iron stomach. I'll do it again.
They sell pig's feet at Walmart.
She ate the pussy.
You ever had that pig feet? Sorry, that's my Love Connie coming out. That's also the third Red Bull cranking through my system.
Ooh, fun.
She does have iron stomach. She ate the spaghetti off the floor of the MTA.
Oh, my God.
I drank that nasty smoothie, too.
So gross.
It wasn't that
God,
bad.
No. Okay, what are all the exterminations that you did on the show?
I went bungee jumping.
Was that the first time you ever did that?
Yes. Okay.
But at night, you couldn't even see. Was it that scary?
I think it made it better. No, one, I was so excited to do it. I have dreamed of doing this for the rest of my life. I'm like, you are giving it to me for free. And they were like, okay, you're scared. I'm like, no, I'm not. But I'm not. I love this. The only part that was scary was when I was literally on the platform and the guides were just like, okay, so you have to jump and aim for that platform. Mind you, my back is turned to it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then if you go a little too far left or right, you might hit the side of the bridge. I was like, okay.
My God.
So you have to jump backwards?
Yes.
Like a dive?
Yeah. And
I would twist immediately.
I would do it again. I would do it right now.
Okay. Bungee jumping.
Bungee
what
jumping.
Else?
The scariest one of all, lip syncing.
I know. That's why I don't lip sync.
I'm gonna turn the beat around.
Okay. And you did.
And I did.
Against that little thing one.
I love Jarvis, but you saw it on the show. They said you have to lip sync, and I said,
yeah.
Bet. No, everyone. Okay, there are two things. Everyone in the cast was convinced that one, my smoothie was fake. That they gave me a strawberry smoothie while everyone else had nasty shit because the edit was friendly. I had that shit down in 3 seconds flat. Like, it was a solid chunk of time.
You just opened your gullet.
Gullet and down.
And you just didn't even taste it? What did it taste like?
Spicy. Fizzy. Weirdly fizzy. Salty, but garlicky, but also oily and chunky. All of it at once.
Those are all, like...
Bad. Well, those are bad things.
Spicy is a flavor.
No, spicy.
I was gonna say they were all kind of like texture related.
The fizzy part was what
like,
really
just like,
gagged
I had COVID,
me.
I couldn't taste.
Like, why was it fizzy? Why was it?
They
fizzy?
Probably right at the end topped it off with a little sparkle of water.
Just a Pellegrino to class up.
Yeah, drink. We're like make it nice for the girls.
And last but not least, the pregnancy simulator.
Yes.
Oh God, that one looked like it hurt.
So I like to be slapped in bed.
Why are you looking
I kind of like.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Well, okay, you're not special, but no, I like pain, and it was just Israel's big ass standing up there, like putting these little nodules on and like cranking it up, and I was like,
oh, you got hard and they called HR.
No, I did get a little hard. I got a little hard. And I was like, I can't do this right now. Like, no, honey, you're scared. You're in pain. And I was like, literally moaning. I'm kind of glad that a lot of that didn't make it in. Because I was literally sitting there the entire time. And they were like, does it hurt? I'm like, oh, in all the right ways.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, it's really hard to top Fantasia Royale.
Mama!
I was trying to get this guy to spank me.
Oh, I thought you liked doing the spanking.
I do, but sometimes when I'm like, when you know, like when you're
can
like
a bitch be whimsical,
laying in bed.
Yeah, the whimsy of a spanking.
You're laying in bed and you're naked and you've just woken up from a nap and you lift your face off that pile of drool that has accumulated.
Yes.
And you know, a man pulls the sheet down and just shows like the top part of the butt cleavage, and you're like, oh, you arch your back, and then your butt goes up a little, and the sheet falls down.
Paint a beautiful picture.
And then, you know, he, like, taps you, like an encouraging tap, like you're on a sports team together. And you get this feeling where you're like, maybe you should hit that harder. So you sort of tooch your butt up a little more.
Give it to Daddy.
And then he, like, gives it another tap, and you're like, oh. And he abandons it and gets up and leaves. And you're like, bitch, I thought you were going to smack the shit.
I thought we were going to get into this.
You owe me a handprint on the ass.
Slap my ass.
Slap my ass. And it didn't happen. And I was upset.
I think there will be more men in this world that will slap your ass. I believe
in
you.
Listen, there's one thing I know. There's men everywhere. And they're real into chubbos lately.
They're in the parking lot of the LA Fitness.
And I am.
And I do.
And I did.
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
So that means you're gay now.
I'm gay now.
Allegedly.
For men.
Faggot.
I just want to know, I guess I have to say, why don't you spank my ass for a little bit?
Oh, I would love to.
Rather,
meatball, get out. Oh, sorry. No, you're talking about the other.
Oh, okay. You just meant that was the question of the world. I was like, I thought that would was watch an offer. That.
I just
slap
like,
his ass.
The body language wasn't enough.
Maybe he's just not a spanker.
And I don't
know. But no, like everyone can be a spanker.
I don't know.
It's not like a
I don't want to inflict pain.
Well, my whole thing is that's what drives me crazy. Is like, again, I like to be beat the fuck up. Oof. Just beat up, slapped around. There was a TikTok going around. Like, he said his love language was physical touch. So I swung on him. I'm like, yep, exactly. Yeah. Like, exactly. Swing on me.
You're so crazy.
Batshit.
Swinging on a man during lovemaking?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh,
I'm a shit on these walls, Ray.
No, I love it, but there's nothing that gets me limper faster. Then I'm like, you can slap me in the face if you want, and it's just a little. I'm like, right. No, if you're gonna do it, commit to it.
Well, I think that that's kind because you shouldn't start like full hand. It should be like slap, harder, slap, less hard or harder, like.
And
you gotta build up.
What's annoying is like that sort of saying what you want and the consensual conversation is all so important, but it is not hot. And you sort of want, like, if I give you these eyes, it means
you have to read the clue
at the exact right amount of
force
that
I require.
And it's like, I don't know what the right amount of force is at all.
I just want, okay. Slap me.
So that's frustrating.
Like, I want you to slap me like you would slap a really nice, juicy ham that you're about to cook, but not as hard as you would slap somebody that insulted your mother. Like, there's an in-between.
I don't want your hand to hurt from the slap, but I want you to want to be doing it again because you like the sound.
Yes.
And I want a little tingle.
And one thing about me, I'm a brat boots. I love to just, like, be annoying in bed too. Like it's a really consistent brand. I think it just might be who I am.
I'm a brat boots.
I'm a brat boots.
New song.
The reason I put this on the outline is that I did this in fact recently.
How about Princess?
No, made out at a bar in public.
Bear happy hour?
It wasn't a bear happy hour. It was at the bear happy hour nighttime party called
Coach.
And I went there and I knew so.
I was out of town. I was going to go. I had the perfect outfit too.
I want to go to the bear party. I didn't really wear the outfit.
I have a little crop top football shirt. I was going to wear.
Crop top, skinny waist.
I was going to wear my little booty shorts.
Oh, you are out in the streets.
You are in the streets.
Giving my body to the people.
My body,
my body to the people.
That's a very Celine Dion.
Faggot.
But so I walked in.
Oh, her stiff body.
And I saw.
No, not today.
We draw lines.
Not on today.
Chronic illness, not funny.
It's not funny. I hope she's okay. You saw the lines.
I saw the lines. Nope, I didn't see them because Meepo was there. They were all gone. no, I saw this guy that I had hooked up with. And I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And he came up and he like was looking good. And I like just kissed him. And then we just
yeah.
full on
you
made
never
out.
Never do yeah. that.
And we got boners and everything. And we were just like that's making hot. Out at the club.
Boners
and I was like, I need to go. I had to like flip my boner up into my pant line to like go talk to the DJ a little bit.
Change the song.
Change the song.
No, I had to go say hi to him. And then I looked around and I was like, I fucked up a lot of people in here. And that's where I saw the guy I gave the toothy blowjob to.
Ah, full circle.
Toothy.
Well, his penis was very girthy.
Yeah.
Open that gullet. Unhinge the jaw.
Tried my best.
Everything is possible.
If you dream.
With God.
With God.
With God on
and
our
Celine
side.
Dion.
And Celine
Dion.
Dion.
So wait, do you not make out with people at clubs often?
That's Ever. Not a thing. I don't want to be seen making out with people.
I love either. To be seen. Because in my head,
I think that's a Brooklyn girl
sickening.
Thing. Because y'all all kiss on the mouth all the time.
All the time. Everywhere. Up,
like,
down,
everyone,
sideways.
It's like you said, it's a real handshake over there.
Hey, yeah. What's this? This is a very Dragula kind of alternative thing.
Go.
When people like stick their tongues out and flick their tongues like that. And then they like do it to each other.
Oh, like, that's fun and friendly.
No, I feel like it's
but, okay, but making
and...
out's not.
No, making out is different.
Okay.
Now we're the prudes of the internet again.
The boots?
The prudes. Prudes boots.
That's a very Dragula thing. You do that.
Is it not?
I don't think I've only seen that with like guys that were being like playful and like pretending to be gross with each other. I haven't seen that for real, for real.
But anytime someone has asked me to like, they're like faster, and I'm doing something with my tongue, then I feel like I'm doing that. And I get. I'm
Do
like,
you think there are just bad kissers in this world?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, there's different styles of kissing, and everyone's in is everything different.
Yeah, I think the thing about making out is you got to try to match what they're doing for a while,
it's
and then
equal
you slowly
parts.
Start adding what you like.
What if we try to?
Yeah, or sometimes I just say, just shove your whole tongue in my mouth and see what happens.
I get pretty buck wild when I make out. I don't know where to look.
At the fucking floor, faggot.
Faggot.
And I made out with this guy recently who then texted me later and was like, you're a really great kisser. And the whole time I was like, he likes what I'm doing and I like what he's doing, but he's not giving. Like he's doing what he thinks we're... We're on the same
page,
but the anatomy wasn't.
But you're
like
a paragraph
lining.
Ahead.
He was like skinny lips, sort of like tiny jutting tongue, and like prickly facial hair.
I need a
lip. So like none of it was happening, but he was doing all the things that I would have liked on someone else's mouth.
Yeah.
I need a lip.
I
could imagine someone receiving what I was giving to him and being like, what is wrong with you?
I guess next time we're out, you should make out with someone in front of me so I can see the technique.
I do wild things.
Like what? What is wild? Yeah, the Dragula tongue?
Yeah, you ever suck someone's whole tongue in your
mouth?
Yes! That's
like,
not wild.
Like pull on the root of it?
Yes! That's what I'm saying. I tell people, put your whole tongue
in my mouth.
And then I do shared breathing.
That sounds like an upgrade in effect spa treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to acupuncture. Shared breathing.
I don't like the biting, though.
Biting of the lip?
Anyway.
I like a little pull, but not like a...
No teeth.
I'm going to sit here and be like, puncture my lip. I don't care.
You also need Jesus.
I love a hickey. Like, there's something... I feel proud of a hickey, too. It's like I got a Boy Scout badge. I was like, look what I did.
Well, look what they did to me.
I know, but I secured the bag, so it's still about me.
All right.
What is it not? Thank you so much for being here, JK.
You didn't say JK, though.
No,
you
it
didn't
never
say JK,
will.
Though.
The internet's saying it enough for me.
You didn't say JK, though.
Where can everyone find
you? We can credit Kimora Black for your drag name?
No. It's my first two initials. I wasn't that creative.
Do you know that that fact is swirling on the internet?
I know it. No, I saw it on the RuPaul Wiki, and I was like, oh, well, I guess. It's on the Wiki.
Why not? If it's on
it's
the
on
internet.
The Wiki.
And
I
you
suppose.
Didn't say where you got your name on the show. So in the words of RuPaul, unless you say it on TV, it's not real.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. There's a lot of things on that show that didn't air that I'm like, well, this would have been fun. Oh, well.
They should do like an episode of like.
Never before seen.
Yeah, special moments.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's where you can find me. If you see me at the club and you're hot, I will make out with you on sight. No matter what
on
I look
sight.
Like. On
with that
sight.
Weird tongue flick.
Hope you like it. But otherwise, you can find me on Instagram at jaykay.bk. You can also find me on Twitter a lot at jaykay_BK. And you can find me on Sniffies in your city.
What's the last thing you tweeted? It was,
I think
torture these people with my jingle
I think
for one solid hour.
It might have just been wholesome. Because I'm like, I'm giddy right now.
Wholesome?
Like,
yeah, just a picture of the hole.
I'm Jasmine Masters when she's talking at Kennedy, Kennedy! Oh, I'm geeked!
Oh, I'm geeked!
Oh, I'm geeked! Oh, I'm geeked! Kennedy, Kennedy! It was retweeting this meme of someone saying, I haven't watched, but JK.
Okay.
Because I do.
We know this.
I love me.
Oh, and just some bullshit about how much I love the cast. Yeah, no, it's not been reckless lately.
Oh, okay.
My drafts, cuckoo bananas.
Ah, damn.
No, because I started getting angry and talking about racism. I'm like, nope, can't do that. Not yet.
No,
not right now. It's not worth it.
Turn on
it's
you.
Not
it's
worth
not
my
worth
time.
It. It's not worth the energy that people are going to send you.
Like,
if you start talking
my
about
overarching
race.
Statement, racism bad. Remember that.
I agree. Remember that.
Racism bad. Free Palestine. And listen to Sloppy Pod from Moguls of Media. That's Mom. And Sloppy Seconds.
Oh, yeah, you missed Alaska. She was here too.
Son of a bitch. I just saw her too. She was in the Mean Girl show.
Oh,
she was sick.
Oh, yeah, you just worked with her.
Yeah, Gia Gunn is the most, just a lovely person. I was a little angry. She gave me compliments, and I was like, no,
she's
I want you to
changed.
Hate me.
She's changed.
I just want you to hate me a little bit, but she was so sweet.
She's a little during COVID when she got mad that they wouldn't let her into that restaurant without a mask on. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-9180.
That's right. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to join our premium subscription service here at Mom Podcast, you can sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus. On Mom Plus Gold, you get our full video episodes uncensored. You get bonus monthly episodes of our bonus show, Sloppier Seconds. Sometimes you even get invited to a Zoom call where we record our Tuesday shows and you get to watch.
And you can ask us questions during the show.
And we'll just respond. Give facial expressions like Alice does every time.
Alice.
And make sure to follow the show. Goodbye. That's all we got.
See you later. To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.